Ladies, Corey Holcomb is in the studios this morning in Miami. He's performing at Fort Lauderdale Improv this weekend. Welcome, Corey.
What's up, brother Tom?
How you doing?
Man, I'm so glad y'all patient with me. Y'all know, I can tell they can tell I'm off of coffee right now. I'm geeked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can run. I can go jogging right now.
This is geek Corey Holcomb?
This is geek Corey Holcomb.
He's like, I'm 12.
I feel it, though. I feel myself talking a lot right now. I'm trying to slow down.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so big snowstorm. You just heard Chris Paul give his condolences to the side chicks because the side chicks, they won't see their man because he'll be at home with his wife.
God has a way of working things out. There's going to be a lot of snow. They can shovel. They can go outside and be productive. Shovel the snow. There's enough snow to keep you busy until he breaks free again. Don't be selfish and only shovel your own yard. You can help your neighbor out. You got nothing to do.
Oh, my God.
Stop calling that phone and running the battery out also. Side girls, they'll just keep calling.
Is that right?
They think you can answer. You can't answer right now. I'm not being mean. I got people of priority in front of me, okay?
But you told her she was a priority.
No. You never tell them that's a priority. That's a mistake guys make. Tell them this is a hope situation. There's actually a good chance we can make it, uh-huh. But you have to hope something happens to my wife. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
That's also a slick way to get rid of.
Yes. No, keep going. Let the coffee use you.
When you get those psycho side chicks, they'll get rid of the problem for you.
Oh my God.
So it's just her in my way. Yeah, and then you call the police on her. You get rid of both of them. Start over fresh.
Two for one right there, right.
A two for one deal.
Oh, my God.
That's a movie, right?
I think so.
It's a Lifetime movie, definitely. It is.
For sure.
Oh, so Psycho side chick.
So you're in Florida.
Yeah, I'm in Florida, man, for the weekend, and I never do nothing when I'm down here, but this week I'm gonna do something.
What are you going to do?
What I normally do when I don't chill in my hotel room, because I chill in the hotel room to stay out of trouble, but mm-hmm. I like to explore different hoods, and there's a lot of hoods down here.
Yes.
Once you leave the beach,
yeah,
you're in the danger zone. I know about Miami and Fort Lauderdale, so I'm going to find a mall with a lot of girls that are in stores like Burlington and places like that, and I'm going to show them a good time.
Show them a good time.
I'm going to show them a good time, because I can do that.
What is that? What does that entail, showing a girl at Burlington a good time?
Well, if you meet a girl in a store like Bloomingdale's or something like that, it's really difficult to show them a good time.
But
when you meet a girl in Walmart in the clothing section, you can make
Ross
their weekend.
Dress for less.
It's not hard to make their
you
weekend.
Can make their weekend.
Oh, my God. Have you ever bought a girl at Walmart a case of water?
I can't say that I have.
I bought this girl a case of water for the family. And she was like,
the family.
I can't believe you did this for me.
So a case of water could get it.
Case of water and get their nails done over there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my
in
God.
Walmart.
That's so like a just... Gucci purse for some of these girls. You know what I mean? You
gotta... They appreciate it.
I stay in my lane. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I can't make a girl happy who has a way. I mean, girls who don't have a way, those are the ones that you can, they appreciate you. That's all I'm saying.
Is there a price range on it, Corey? How much money? Yeah.
Can get you through the weekend.
Yeah, a very good time.
Well, the truth is, if they're in Walmart, you don't really have to worry about how much, because it won't be that much.
So you're good.
Yeah, you're good. What are you going to be out of at the max for the weekend? What is it, $250? That's
$50
over the limit, by the way. But sometimes you'll be like, okay, I'll get it.
$200 will get it. Usually.
Yeah, $200. That's normally the price. Yeah. $200, Walmart women.
That'll get you a weekend, a good
weekend. Should do a documentary. Let's follow Corey through Walmart.
Let's do it. Jay's always looking for projects.
A lot of times the girls are so frantic after you buy the case of water and get their nails done, you don't really have to take them nowhere. They're like, well, my car seat let back. What? It happens.
You don't have to worry about taking them in.
So you want women with low self-esteem. Those are the women you want, right?
No, low self-esteem is not my thing. Low income. That's what I'm talking about.
Low income.
Low income is, that's how I win. Because of the state.
And a seat. that lets back.
Yeah, the state of the, you know, people are in trouble nowadays financially.
Yeah, and
so
it's
guys
tough
like
out
me,
there.
We
yeah.
swim high.
Da-da-da-da.
I'm a shark.
Corey the shark swimming in
the
water.
And now gas is so cheap. That used to be a nice player move
I
right
know,
there.
I don't like that. That's throwing me off.
Gas is under $2. In some places in Michigan, it's under a dollar.
Well, they just put that water in Flint, Michigan, in their tank. It'll take them certain places. That bad water they got out there.
Isn't that messed up, man?
You stand in front of the gas station and be like, hey, I got that Flint water. Just like gas.
You are sick, man.
What? They made the bad water and put it in the sink. I got a joke about it. I'm a comedian.
And you show up with a case of water.
That Flint water.
Oh, man.
It looks like gas.
What's the mileage on the Flint water?
The gas looks cleaner, from what I understand. Which was a bad thing. When I saw that on the news, yeah. I was like, they'll really just let that water run like that, yeah. knowing it's bad? Yeah. That's bad.
It's killing them.
It's terrible.
And 60% of the population is black.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel like it's a bad idea to head to an all-black community? Because you know what's going to happen. You're going to get the worst of it. As I have found in Los Angeles, when you're in the hood, at the grocery store, mm-hmm. the produce looks different than the produce at the stores that's not in the hood.
Right.
And I think everybody should just go to the grocery store in the hood and look at the meat, look at the produce, and then go to a grocery store in a real nice neighborhood and watch the difference in how everything looks. It's real. I'm like, wow, they just do this? They can get away with this?
Wow. Just imagine if you took the produce from the good place and took it to the produce section of another, what you could do over a weekend.
Yeah, I brought this one girl from a bad neighborhood some apples from the good grocery store, and she was like, what is that? This apple looks ripe. It's not soft. The apples in the grocery store in the hood feel like plums. They're plapples.
Corey Holcomb.
Oh my God. Oh,
you are a sick puppy.
That's bad. I'm just making fun of
plapples.
Plapples.
Soft apples. Like plums and plapples.
Plapples.
What's make these?
Corey Holcomb is performing at the Fort Lauderdale Improv this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Please go see Corey.
It's going to be something there. Different.
Oh, you can say that again.
It's going to be something different.
Huggy next. 24.
Huggy, you're up.
Get up, Huggy.
Coming behind Corey.